We're doing the Avat Chesed, and we quoted last time, we'll do that in 1 second. Right now we're doing the Avat Chesed. We had seen last time there was this pious man who would always give charity. And then one time he was on a ship, and there was tremendous winds, and his ship sunk at sea. And Rabbi Akiva saw him, and he came before the Beis Din to testify that he saw the ship that sunk, and he saw the man was on it, so that his wife could get remarried. And when it came Rabbi Akiva's turn to testify, that's where we stopped last night. When it came Rabbi Akiva's turn to testify. Right? You guys remember now? Okay. So, he's about to testify, and he sees the man standing there. So he looks at him, and he says, "You drowned yesterday. You're the one that drowned at sea." So the man says, "Yep." So Rabbi Akiva says, "How'd you get out?" So he says, "Well, the charity I did all my life, that's what got me out from under the waters." So Rabbi Akiva asked him, "How do you know?" See, Rabbi Akiva was a skeptic. He didn't just believe a story. The guy's telling him a story. So again, till became Rabbi Akiva's turn to stand before the court. That man came and stood before him. Amalo, Rabbi Akiva said to him, "Atau shetavat abayam, you're the guy who drowned at sea." Amalo hen, he said, "Yes, I am." Umi elcha min hayam. So Rabbi Akiva asked him, "How'd you get out? Who took you out of the sea?" Amalo, tzedakah she'asiti hi he'eltani min hayam. The man says to Rabbi Akiva, "The charity I did, that's what got me out of the sea." Amalo, ma'ina tayudes. Rabbi Akiva asked him, "How do you know?" Amalo, k'she'arati l'mamakei metzula. He said, "When I went down to the depths, so I thought I was a goner. Shamati kol rash gadol migalei hayam. I suddenly heard the waves. I heard great noise. Shezo omer lezo, vezo omer lezo. I hear the waves talking. Rutzu v'nale t'eish hazeh min hayam. I hear them talking, saying, 'Quick, get him out of the sea.' Shasat tzedakah kol yamav, because he did tzedakah throughout his days. I could hear the waves talking to one another, and then they got me out." Botasha patach Rabbi Akiva v'amar. At that time, Rabbi Akiva opened and said, "Baruch Elokim Elokei Israel shebachar b'divrei Torah. Blessed is Hashem, the God of Israel, who chose the words of the Torah uv'divrei chachamim, and also chose the words of the sages. Shedivrei Torah v'divrei chachamim kaimim hem leolam ulolmei olamim. For the words of the Torah and the words of the sages are existent forever and ever. Shneimar, as the verse says, 'Shalach lach mechal p'nei hamayim.' King Solomon says about charity that you should send your bread out over the waters, kivrov hayamim timtzeinu, because when time comes, you'll find it there for you." And Chazal interpreted that to mean give charity, support charitable institutions, because you never know when you'll be the one that needs it. It'll come back to help you yourself. So here, the man sent out his money to charity, and over the waters, as the verse in Kohelet says, he sent his bread out over the waters, and when the day came, it found him, it helped him out. V'omer utzdakat tzid mimavet, and the verse says, charity saves one from death. Gam b'zchut tzedakah ba brachah l'toch beito shel adam. In the merit of charity, one also merits to have blessing in one's own home, sh'ne'emar, kmo sh'ne'emar, naton titen lo, ve'lo yera levavcha betitecha lo. The verse says, when a man comes and asks you for a loan, help him out. Don't worry that you're giving him a loan, because you might say, "Well, Shemitah will come, I'll never see that money again." Ki biglal ha'davar hazeh, yivarecha Hashem Elokecha. Hashem says, "You give him a loan, and I'll bless you." Al ken yitchazek ha'adam tamid b'zo ha'mitzvah. So a person should always strengthen himself in this mitzvah. Ve'avi b'racha letoch beito, milvan tzachar tzafun lo lanetzach. And the person will so merit to have blessing in his home, aside from the great good that's waiting for him for eternity, for the mitzvah that he's done. So the Chafetz Chaim concluded this chapter about the greatness of charity with this story from Avos Rabbi Nosson about how charity ultimately saves one from death, and charity brings blessings into one's home.